Whether it's slots or live dealers, SpinQuest.com has the fun and action you're looking for with SpinQuest exclusives, blackjack, roulette, baccarat, and even live dice with craps and bubble craps. The games never stop, so you don't have to. And right now, new users get $30 coin packs for just $10. Play now at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
The Emmys are this Sunday, and host Nate Bargatze has a really great idea to keep the acceptance speeches nice and short because people love to go on and on and on. They got to thank their agent, their mom, their cat from the second grade because this is a big moment for them, understandably. Now, when you win an Emmy, you get 45 seconds to give your thank yous. But because people go longer, Nate Bargatze thinks he has the perfect idea to be able to keep them nice and concise because he has put it on the record that he plans to donate $100,000 to the Boys and Girls Club. But he said for every second that winners go over their allotted time, he plans on taking $1,000 away. So basically, if you go over, you hate the kids. But not only that, not only is he planning on taking $1,000 away every time they go over the allotted time, he says if somebody goes under the 45-second mark, he will add $1,000. So Nate's donation could very well be more than $100,000.
I think it's very funny. I don't know if he's being serious here, but it is a pretty smart thing to do and keep you invested in watching all of the awards.
No, I mean, this is like Radio 101 right here. Like, this is genius because you're turning, you're creating a bit within a show to get people to tune in, right? And if he's putting that out there for, it's the Boys and Girls Club of America. Mm-hmm. I think this is, while it's funny and it's a joke, I also think he's going to put his money where his mouth is, and that depending on how people time out their speeches, I think he's being legit.
I think if you're going to go for it, you got to go all the way in and like have a electronic tally board in the back also showing how much they are either up or down each time.
It turns into a telethon. You got people on the phones in the back.
I guarantee the Emmy production, if they don't do that, they're stupid.
It's going to be a 30-minute show.
Yeah.
Right.
I think what we can probably anticipate to see is like the pros, like the people who have won awards before, they're going to be like, thanks, love the kids, bye. So then they can get an extra $50,000 or whatever. But then, like, if this is your first Emmy, I feel kind of bad for them in a way, because now if you even go remotely close to 45 seconds, you just look like an a-hole.
Move it along, people. I think he's going to do a great job hosting.
Oh, yeah,
I
absolutely.
Love this guy, yeah.
Yeah, very great, clean comedy, very dry sense of humor. He's going to kill it. Something I wanted to talk about is, have you guys seen Kate Middleton's new blonde hair? Have you seen the photos of Kate Middleton? Now, she's gone back to brunette, thank God, because I don't know if she was wearing a wig or if her hairstylist just hates her and has revenge. Like, maybe she's a Megan fan and she's like, you know what? Let's make Kate look a little crusty today.
Well, so I'm a big fan of the Royals, right? And so, of course, I follow all of their accounts on social media. So I know what this is going to be, like the Debbie Downer of like the SNL skit talking about feline AIDS. But she came public about her cancer battle, right? Mm. So anytime anybody has been forthcoming about something of that nature, I don't ever feel like it's appropriate to talk about their hair because you just don't know if it's a wig or if it's real. Mm. Now, you know, she has gone to brunette, back to her brunette color. And I do from like a, because color analysis is like huge right now.
I want to get my colors done.
Me
so
too.
Bad.
Yeah.
I think I know what I am, but I want somebody to like put the colors in front. If you've never seen it, color analysis is basically when you get told like what season you are by putting different colors to your face.
Are you a warm summer? Are you a cool summer? Are you a hot spring? I don't know what the terms
are. Are you a hot spring?
Sometimes it really like, I will say 99% of the videos, I can't see the difference, but in the 1% that I can, I'm like, oh yeah, that makes a big difference.
So I do agree. I prefer her with a brunette, but the amount of uproar over the fact that this woman put some highlights in her hair, it was astonishing.
Yeah, people are like, she's clearly a light summer and not a bright winter whatsoever.
Hey,
The Bird Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Bird Show's entertainment buzz.
Ed Sheeran says he's been working really, really hard on an album, but he doesn't want it to come out until he dies. He recently did an interview with Apple Music's Zane Lowe, and he revealed that he is currently arranging a posthumous album called Eject that will only come out when he passes away.
Eject is the album in the will.
It's so funny, the image of me to
me. It's actually in my will, and Cherry gets to pick the tracks for it. It's fully like it's in there if I were to go tomorrow.
What is? I don't understand. What do you mean? It's in your will?
My will of wishes is to make a record out of all the songs from the age of like 18 to when I pass away.
Called Eject.
Choose the 10 best. And it's like, imagine if Paul McCartney dies and there's like early 16-year-old Beatles recordings right up to it, the 10 best of like his entire career. Lots of people won't like that of me, but there'll be lots of my fans that would find that super interesting.
And it only comes out
after I'm dead, yeah.
So his wife, his name is Cherry, so she'll be the one picking out all of the tracks for this album. And while I like the idea of this, I'm like close to Ed Sheeran's age, and I'm an Ed Sheeran fan. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what if I go before Ed Sheeran? I just never get to hear Eject because you, for some reason, wanted it to drop after you died. Like, what are you hiding in your lyrics, Ed Sheeran? What's hiding in that ginger hair of yours?
Well, it gives you motivation to stay alive.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, but sometimes it's not your choice. Did you hear an hour ago? I almost got killed in Greece. Sometimes you get taken before it's your time, you know? And I'm a big Ed Sheeran fan, so I'm a little upset. I'm like, what secrets is he keeping from us that will only come out when he's dead? And what if Cherry dies before him?
Well, I think it's actually sweet looking at it from like a husband-father aspect that after I'm gone, I still want to make money for you guys so you can release this album because, you know, this always happens after like a major artist passes away, you see an influx of purchases of their songs or whatever. So it's kind of like his way of looking after his wife and child after he's gone.
Yeah, this man is like a billionaire though. He has one of the highest grossing tours of all time. You need more money?
Well, here's what
always.
Here's how I'm thinking about it also is how many people tried to take the songs that we never heard from Prince, which he never wanted released, but then he passes away and they're like, oh, we can make money off of this. Ed is clearly telling you, these are going to be the songs that I want released and you get nothing else. Mm.
People in the entertainment industry clearly need better accountants because Whoopi Goldberg is also thinking about retirement and her future as she, you know, continues to age. And she said that she's going to continue to host The View, but the only reason she's continuing to work is because she literally can't afford to retire.
Do you ever think about slowing down and enjoying this?
Yeah, but who can afford to do that? Who can afford to start? You know, if you don't marry well, you got to keep working.
I feel like you might be one of the people that could afford it by now.
No, not by now.
What?
Are you just Googling so crazy how much she's worth?
Huh?
Are you about to Google how much she's worth? Because I'm curious.
She's such an icon. I can't believe her of all people would be like, I have to keep working.
Maybe she was just being tongue-in-cheek funny.
She is worth...
Allegedly.
$60 million.
Okay.
$60 million. But these are never accurate. My son has done this on me before, and the figure is not close.
No, because apparently I'm worth more than you, and I'm like, I'd like to call BS on that.
Is it lower or higher than it actually is? Like, if I Google you, is it lower or higher?
Yes.
Let's just say both. The internet says I am worth more than Bert. May I remind you, he just spent his holiday in Scotland and I was in PCB.
But that's the only thing I spend money on.
I know.
No, you were not in PCB. You were in 30A. That is like the Maldives of the South.
I could walk to PCB.
The Maldives of the South.
Have you been? The net worth in 30A, it's dystopian. It's pretty wild.
No,
so.
They're really nice beaches. I'm joking.
All right, for more stories, head to the Bird Show podcast on your favorite listening platform.
Hey, the Bird Show.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.